now has been working and been in the works for months. We were just negotiating with our agents with the contracts.
Checking out domain names and whatnot.
Making sure we get paid. No, we don't.
We're really just trying not to get sued.
Good point.
That's all we're about.
When you're naming something, you got to do a lot of Googling.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, to get to it, this episode is, we're just going to say it's sauce themed.
Yes.
Okay. That's rude.
No. You're cool. I'm going to make this even tougher.
You're just going to reach through. That's the camera, Matt.
It's fine. It's all right.
I am Biggie. This is Barrett. That's Matt, who just rudely reached in front of the camera. But this episode is going to be all about sauces, but not our favorite sauces from our favorite restaurants or favorite fast food. We pick one restaurant, and we're going to judge just those sauces.
Mm-hmm.
And the restaurant you picked, I have to say personally, I find their sauces completely overrated.
What?
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
I think it is the most overrated sauces there is in the game.
Huh. Okay. Interesting.
And everyone loves it. Everyone loves it.
I have not had all of their sauce, but I've always been a fan of the ones I have had.
There's one that I was turned on to that I didn't know they had until about 10 years ago, and it's my favorite one, but the rest of them I find underwhelming, to be honest.
Yeah. If you can't get, what's your take on them?
I disagree 100% with Biggie. I love it. All the sauces that I've had are absolutely phenomenal.
And there's no personal bias because I love their chicken.
So, in case you didn't know, we're talking about Chick-fil-A. We're going to do a deep dive. Fun fact, if you ask for every sauce they have, they can do that in like 2 seconds on the menu. Because that's what I did. I ordered something and I said, and this is odd, but can I have one of every sauce?
Oh, you
do?
And
she said, sure. It was done. And
did she charge you for them?
No.
That's good people. That's
I hope I'm not going to get anybody in trouble.
Because you know places are stingy with their sauces.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I notice when you pull up to a drive-thru, they have some warning window where it's like, if you ordered 10 nuggets, you're like, don't tell me.
Don't sauce limit me.
I want more sauce. You give me more sauce.
Sauce blaming.
So the concept of this is we're going to try, all of us, each of these sauces, and then hopefully by the end we'll be able to make a list in order, a concrete list of what is their worst sauce and what is their best sauce, and we're going to use French fries from one of our favorite places, Sheetz. To taste test this, but in order to keep it, I guess, kind of neutral and random, we're going to cover the sauces.
Okay.
So we don't know which one we're trying in order. We're just going to pick one and roll with the sauce.
Okay.
So I think what we need to do is try to, once we've tried it, maybe place it in order from worst to best.
Okay.
And then we can go, that's going to be our concrete order.
Okay. Yes. All right, you pick the first sauce.
Yeah. All right.
Worst game of hide and seek.
Barbecue sauce. So the first sauce we're going to do is going to be a barbecue sauce from Chick-fil-A.
Straight up barbecue.
Yeah.
Your ingredient list.
Don't read that. That's made of your sauce.
So the barbecue sauce, red label. Every label, too, it's very colorful. Every label has a different color in it.
Absolutely beautiful marketing. Very minimalist.
All right, so there's the barbecue sauce.
All right.
I'm going to try to leave the lid intact so we can shut it.
Just flip it, okay.
So everybody gets a fry.
Typical fat guy move, more than one fry.
All right, yeah, let me see here.
I'm going to fold one fry in half so I get double dip from
this. Oh, these are nice and floppy.
Yeah, these are.
You like the heat lamp food.
Mm-hmm.
Fries have been sitting out for a minute.
Hmm.
Okay. To me, they got a good barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Straight up. Good barbecue.
There's no frill to it. There's no zesty barbecue, tangy barbecue. It's straight up barbecue.
I appreciate that. I don't need anything zesty or tangy.
Because it's not, it's not marketed as like tangy barbecue. No. It's barbecue sauce.
That's it.
Okay. It's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Feels good on the palate.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. All right.
Okay.
I'll go next.
Yes.
Train rolling.
So this will be our benchmark. We have to decide is the next sauce.
Ooh, now this is one. This is one everybody seems to love. The Polynesian sauce.
Mm.
Okay.
This was the first sauce I ever had from a Chick-fil-A.
Same.
Oh, really?
Okay. And the first sauce I ever had was the Polynesian sauce.
I have had it through the years, and I have through the years tried to make myself like it.
You can't make yourself like it?
And I've never cared for the Polynesian sauce. And you can't, like, drive through a Chick-fil-A without seeing some dude sitting in his car just tonguing this thing after he eats his nuggets with it.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, I'll taste it again. It's not my go-to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my go-to. Mm. Good color.
Right, and I think that's one of my favorite parts about it is the it's kind of tacky. It's going to hold on to whatever you dip in.
Oh, it does. I really have. I have tried through the years. It just doesn't move me.
Good.
That's such a good sauce. I don't understand that,
man. It just doesn't move me. It's not... And look, now let me say this. I'm a spicy person, though. So I like a buffalo.
Yeah.
If I'm going somewhere to get wings, I'm not somebody that wants them. I don't like that mango habanero. I don't like anything sweet with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe that's part of it, too, that I just don't like sweet on my chicken.
That's a sweet sauce. That's a sweeter sauce. So it's just Polynesian. There's no other frilled Polynesian sauce.
Polynesian. But people love it. I mean, people I know.
I like it. I don't know that I like it as much on a fry as I do on chicken. But I think using the fry gives us a better taste of the sauce.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Maybe these are designed for the chicken, but
I would say I would place this better than barbecue.
Okay.
Do you agree?
No, I think the barbecue's better than the Polynesian.
And I would put the barbecue.
Okay. So, worst to best or best to worst?
Just line it up.
All right, so we're ranking Polynesian sauce below barbecue sauce.
We had a rushed pre-production meeting.
Next, we got the honey mustard.
Mmm.
A nice yellow packaging.
I've never had a Chick-fil-A honey mustard.
Really? No, I love a honey mustard. I need to taste it again. Chick-fil-A, I love what you do. Let me say that.
Also, fix the openings on your packages. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's one thing about all of them. Make the sauces a little easier to open.
Make it more accessible. Because most of the time, we're opening it with one hand while we're driving.
Exactly. Because we're in a rush for some reason.
Now, if you like honey mustard, I have a recipe for a honey mustard that'll change your life. You don't use honey.
I don't know if that's something another man should say.
Listen, you don't use honey. You use sugar.
Honey mustard would change.
Okay,
you're listening now, huh?
All right, let me give a taste here.
A couple of fries.
Now,
that's some chemical-y taste on the back end.
That's their sauces to me. That's not my go-to here. I don't taste a lot of honey. I taste, you know what it reminds me of a little bit of like the mustard you get with when you're getting Chinese food. Put with your egg roll. Yeah. That's the type of mustard it tastes.
Yeah.
It's not a honey mustard that I would order or enjoy.
That to me is more mustard than honey.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So,
but that's what it tastes to me like. I bet it might be great on an egg roll.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, just as it stands, it's too, it bites too far.
Yeah.
It's too much mustard. It's too much bite. Mm-hmm. So, our ranking of the honey mustard is below Polynesian.
That's so far.
Can we argue that we're below Polynesian?
Worst one so far.
All right.
Not bad, but not the best. Not the best.
The Chick-fil-A sauce.
Now, this is the one for me. Since I've had it, that's the only sauce I get there. It truly is different. And I feel like every other restaurant has tried to catch up and be that sauce.
And my understanding is this is a mixture of three of their other sauces.
But I've always heard that too. I don't know though.
My understanding is they've done barbecue because it straight up says barbecue sauce on the ingredients list.
Well, damn, Chick-fil-A.
Giving it away.
Now, is this the best fast food signature sauce?
Signature sauce?
Yeah. Signature sauce? No, that could be an argument too.
Okay.
That'll be a different video.
So just take it for what it is.
I put that up there.
It's good. I really like it on one of their chicken biscuits.
Oh, never tried that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that's
chicken biscuit. Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit. That's Chick-fil-A sauce.
That's a big foodie moment.
That's the deep dive. You don't get that.
How can I add calories to something unhealthy?
Skinny people aren't going to tell you that.
No.
Skinny people won't tell you.
Also with the hash browns, these are really good. Yeah.
See, that's another. Gosh, that's a good. Mm-hmm. That's big thinking.
Chick-fil-A sauce, great at breakfast.
I have to remember that. I've never tried that. I know this is going to be my number one.
Mm. See, after eating these two, I taste the barbecue sauce in that.
Same.
I do now, you're right.
I taste the barbecue sauce in it.
Do they put a little mayonnaise in there, too?
I think so. I wonder if it's, like, what all they mixed in it. Because I had heard at one point that it's three of their sauces mixed together. One's got to be barbecue. I don't know if there's Polynesian in there. Go ahead.
There's some on the front in there that's really familiar, but I can't.
Mm-hmm. Is it one of these that we've already had?
I don't think it's the honey mustard.
Mm-mm. No.
So we're all in agreement that this needs to go at the top.
To me, that's the number one.
That's the best one so far.
Going far. All right. Go up there.
Let's see here.
Three more.
All right. Garden Herb Ranch.
My least favorite condiment of
Did
all.
Did you say herb?
Herb. Is it herb? Herb. That's a herb?
Herb.
Well, it's Garden Herbs Ranch.
Garden Herb.
Garden, old Garden Herb.
That's where I bought my weed when I was in college. Garden herb.
From Herb.
Hey, Garden Herb.
The worst ranch in the game, if you ask me.
Ooh, okay.
I have never cared for this ranch sauce at all. And I love ranch. I love ranch.
I'm super picky about my ranch, so I won't get it as a dipping sauce unless I'm at a restaurant that makes that thin ranch.
Oh, yeah.
That good thin ranch.
I like, now again, this is hot take. I like a watered down ranch.
Yes. Thin, runny ranch.
I don't like when ranch is thick.
Yes.
That's why, like, if you go to a nice local pizza joint where they're trying to watch their money, normally the secret ingredient to their ranch is water.
There you go.
And that's what makes it great.
Good, thin ranch. But anywhere that will prepackage their own ranch, I'm skeptical.
Yeah.
I'm anti-ranch altogether. Will you even taste it? I'm going to taste this just for the just for the sake of it, but golly, normally.
I hate all ranch.
I do. I really do.
How could you say that?
It's overrated, man. I just don't get it.
Is it overrated? Ranch is great.
No, it's not. It's not that good. It reminds me of a salad. That's just not my style.
You know why I don't like this ranch? It tastes sour to me.
Mm.
And it's not, but it always has. No matter where I've gotten it, no matter what, if I've tried it, it's sour to me. Look at Barrett's face. Oh. He's disgusted.
He's like, you're disgusting.
Put it at the bottom, dude.
Well, I guess the episode of Favorite Ranch is
a big one. I'll be sick.
Wait until he goes on vacation. We'll do our favorite ranches.
Barrett's favorite ranch in the trash.
Throw them all over. This is good.
You like it? I don't.
This is good. I like this better than I like the honey mustard, but I don't like it better than any of the others.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that. I would slide it right here. We know where Barrett's.
I'd put it at the very bottom.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna go 2-1 on the very bottom.
Okay, that's fine. We'll put it at the bottom.
Yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah.
We're down to two sauces.
What's left? I think those are. Oh, I know one.
Sweet and spicy sriracha. Ah, okay, there we go.
I know what's last.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to like the last one.
Got a little heat coming.
Sriracha.
Sweet and spicy.
Do you like sriracha?
Yeah.
No. By the way, please ignore the Charlie Brown clock going off.
It's a Christmas themed clock. All
right. So a couple weeks ago, I didn't have. Yes, the clock is Christmas themed currently in my kitchen, but the other one fell off the wall a few weeks ago. We're making do.
Mm. Sweet and spicy sriracha. So they're promising both.
We'll see.
Yeah, but I also feel like at this point, if you don't have sriracha in a sauce at your restaurant, I will fully admit, this is a first time try for me.
Same.
I have not tried this.
Never.
But I'm running a little out on the sriracha. I'm kind of, I like it.
It was
I
everywhere.
Like sriracha,
it was everywhere for too long.
Yes.
Everything was sriracha based. Even the t-shirts.
That's true. Barrett, you're the first
one
in.
That is not bad.
Really?
I really like that. It'd go great on some fried chicken, but it's actually really good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'm shocked how good that is.
Yeah. That reminds me...
I do want to dip some chicken in
there.
Sure,
yeah.
Yeah. That reminds me of like what you would get...
Ooh, it does have a little kick
there
at
you
the
go.
End.
At like a, at a Chinese restaurant.
Yes, that's
like
good.
Like on some chicken with some fried rice or something. Jeez.
That is spicy. Damn.
That is good.
Well, let me see if they list any of the peppers they might put in it. Because there is, I mean, if you get a pepper, because you can look in the sauce, and you can see the peppers.
Mm. Wow. I did not know till right now that they even had that.
Red jalapeno peppers, chili peppers.
That is, now we know what's left, which is clearly going to be their buffalo sauce.
Yeah.
That is spicier than their buffalo sauce.
Yeah.
That's spicy.
That's good. Mm. Do I have a new favorite chicken place?
Actually.
This sauce is overrated. Except,
hey, that's I have not had that. That is good.
All right, so
they should push that more.
I'm not trying to agree on everything, but I think this is their best sauce so far that we've had.
I still don't know. This is my vote. I still don't think it beats Chick-fil-A sauce as a whole. I still put that at number one, but That is a solid number two for me.
I go three. I don't think it's as good as the barbecue, but that surprised me. I would definitely get that again.
Yeah.
I'd get that over Polynesian next time.
So okay. I think then we can consist as a consensus here, say number two behind Chick-fil-A.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
because
okay. So, it was your number one.
Because we have to. This is not our individual rankings. This is our consensus rankings.
Yeah,
but that's close. That spicy.
I am really impressed with that.
Yeah, that was really good.
Now our last sauce, and I think it's important that we read the zesty buffalo.
Zesty
buffalo. So I think it's important that they're emphasizing zesty, which means to me that there's going to be like an added something.
Yeah.
Or
when I see zesty, not spicy. Because most time, you know, buffalo is spicy, but look, this is just how I can tell the color. The color to me is a little milder. That's not as red, it's a little more orange.
It doesn't smell buffalo.
No. To me, it's a zesty buffalo means
tame.
Tame, yeah. Something that you can give your kids.
They've calmed it down.
Yeah.
It's coating. That really coated the fries when you put
it does.
It.
That's a good coat.
Sure. That's something else you need to look for. Don't put something in there that when you bring your fry out, the sauce is going to stay in the container. I want it on my fry when I dip.
If I go to Chick-fil-A, I normally get this and Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. See?
So for me, it's in my rankings, since it is the last one now, I would put it behind my new other favorite, my sweet and spicy sriracha.
Yeah. I am not a fan of this one. I feel like...
I mean, it has nothing to it.
Right. It is just straight up buffalo. So for me, yes, you say the name zesty is making it kind of dull a little bit, kind of dumb it down. But to me, there's that overpromises and underdelivers. There's nothing zesty about this sauce. It's very just straight up buffalo.
Yeah.
So I would even put it below Polynesian.
Woo!
I would put it in the bottom half of sauces.
Okay.
So are we all in agreement that it's definitely not in the top two?
Yeah, those are secure. And
I would put it below barbecue.
I would say barbecue safe in third.
Yeah.
So the debate now is, you say above Polynesian.
For me, I'd put it right there above Polynesian because those three can go to hell.
I say below Polynesian. What say you?
Oh, golly, that's tough, man. Yeah, I don't think that's as good as the Polynesian.
Okay.
I would definitely go Polynesian first.
All
right. No, I usually get the buffalo because I want it with the chicken. But on fries, as it is...
Yeah.
And I feel like the fry is a good base just to taste
it. It is.
Just to taste on.
Because that's the thing. I mean, any of these sauces are going to taste different with the vessel that you decide to use. I mean, we wanted to use something that was pretty... Blends. We use fries. Nothing to get. Not to call Sheets fries bland.
Oh, your fries are amazing.
We wanted something.
Sorry, Sheets.
We wanted something that would allow for the flavor of the sauce to show, which I think is what we did here.
Yeah.
And mainly because we ordered this an hour ago.
Yeah.
Well, and I learned something new today. I really like that sweet and spicy sriracha sauce, which I was not a fan of going in because I thought sriracha had been done everywhere.
Yeah, I expected the Polynesian to do better than middle of the pack.
Yeah.
That's my big surprise.
Yeah, overrated.
Yes. Nah.
All right.
I'm good with that. I'm happy
you're good.
You're good
like
with this
that.
Consensus.
Chick-fil-A.
So, best sauce is Chick-fil-A sauce, sweet and spicy sriracha, barbecue, Polynesian, zesty buffalo, honey mustard, garlic, herb, ranch. That's the bottom of the barrel.
Herb, also who Matt used to buy wheat from.
Garden Herb.
And let us know what your order is as well.
Yes.
Yeah, feel free to comment. Let us know.
Argue with us if you want.
Yeah, I doubt we'll argue back, but you can argue with yourselves. Feel free.
Yes.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in, and let's do this again. What's next? We'll figure it out.
Yeah.